Welcome to another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast. Go Dawgs! Am I right? Let's go! Let's go! Fuck Georgia! How about them Dawgs? How about them Dawgs, Aiden? How about them Dawgs?
So much hostility.
Let's hope we don't get copyrighted. Hey, hopefully the ads kind of help. Welcome to another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast. Interesting weekend we just had, am I right? College football wrapped up with their conference championships. Final rankings came out, about playoff rankings. We found out who the four moving on to the national championship. Well, the four moving on to the semifinals for the national championship.
The one moving on to the national championship.
I'm sorry. Hey, BCS was removed like 5 years ago. So, special episode. We're just going to start off with college football this week, guys. So, Alabama finished at one, Clemson at two, Notre Dame at three, Oklahoma at four, and them Dawgs finished at five. Hayden, you, the resident UGA student here, how do you feel?
I mean, I'll be honest. The game was depressing at the end.
Yo, 100%. You're so...
UGA, we played well enough to win. No, get up on Alabama by two touchdowns. We did that twice. And, of course, freaking Jalen Hurts comes in and
he's cutting off.
Takes over the game. I didn't think it was possible.
No.
Dude, whatever you're using, the court is choking. Just like your team.
No.
Okay. But the decision to go forward on fourth down was stupid. We can all agree. That I don't think Jalen Hurts was going to drive 80 yards down.
It was pretty dumb.
That killed the game
darn
right there, no
stupid.
Doubt. I
wasn't very smart, huh? Rimshot.
No, but I mean, in all honesty, in terms of the playoff rankings that came out, I can't be mad that Oklahoma got in. They certainly deserved it more than
UGA. Nick, you know this as well as I am. This man's BSing in front of the crowd.
Yeah.
You are not like this Saturday night.
No, I'm not.
Saturday night, you were fighting everybody. You were prepared to go to war for your school. Finals week has softened you up,
Saturday
buddy.
Night.
I don't like
drunk.
It. You've allowed school to kick your ass. While Alabama kicked y'all's ass. Two ass kickings in a week.
Is UGA a top four team? They are. But in terms of Oklahoma getting in, they avenged their only loss, and their only loss is by 3 points. The thing that hurt UGA was the loss to 20 to LSU earlier in the year. That's really what killed it. Notre Dame kind of pisses me off, I'm not going to lie. The fact they just get to skip a week of the season that all the other teams had to play in. If I were the committee, I'd put Notre Dame at four, to be honest, just because of that. But, I mean.
Yeah, rough times.
It was
I'm
sad.
I'm currently trying to scroll back to find previous messages.
Yeah, I mean, look. It was a fun night for us Dawg haters.
Oh, it was great. See, I was at work. I was watching the game. It got to halftime. And I was like, well, this shit might as well be over. It's a 14-point game, and Tua is playing like a whole ass. And so I went to help some dude in hardware. I came back, and it was a 7-point game. I'm like, oh, all right, well, they're going to make it close. Then UGA scored again. I'm like, it's done. I see Jalen Hurts comes in. I'm like, this is interesting. This is kind of reverse shades of last year.
it was
downhill
weird.
From there. I saw a 3rd and 15 that he converted for a touchdown. There was a 3rd and goal that he ran in.
There was a missed holding call, I just want to say, but
there's a missed holding
call.
The decision to go forward on fourth down.
Seriously, cry.
I want to
hear you cry.
Dude, Tua 10 for 25 with 164 yards, but he threw a touchdown, but two picks, so probably his worst game of his in his college career.
I mean, that was easily the best team Alabama's faced all year, and probably
that you're not giving enough credit to LSU, Alabama, who beat y'all by 20, but you know, and kept y'all out of the playoffs.
I mean, that's cool, but we can both agree UGA is better than LSU. I don't think you disagree with that.
Using your little head-to-head thing that you like – oh, wait, that's Nick. Never mind. I can't use that argument. Damn.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sad. Nick, what?
Do you think – this is my question for you guys. Do you think there's a team in the playoff that actually gives Alabama a fight like UGA did?
Clemson.
But do you think it actually happens?
I mean, Clemson's shown that they could hang with Alabama. Last year was a little different. Last year was kind of a transition year from Deshaun Watson. Kelly Bryant isn't that great of a quarterback, who's now transferring to Missouri. So the news came in.
I mean, in all honesty, Clemson hasn't really proven anything this year. Yeah, they're undefeated, but their schedule is pretty weak. ACC was pretty bad this year. I mean, I don't know if I trust them yet.
Paul Johnson disagrees.
Yeah, well, Paul Johnson. It's not a good coach.
I'm going to disagree with that one, but it was time for him to move on at Georgia Tech. But I thank him for all that he's done, because we beat Georgia twice in the last few years, and it was beautiful.
Contrary to what I think should have happened playoff-wise, I think Georgia should have gotten in at 4.
Wow.
Because Oklahoma should have been 3.
And Notre Dame's out, right?
Yeah, we all know Notre Dame's garbage.
Well, we're not going to say they're
Well, hang on. Contrary to what J. Daniel Ford thinks, Notre Dame is garbage. Joke there. And anybody? Either you two idiots do it? No.
Wow. Right over our heads.
Oh, man. That whole Twitter argument already out of your minds?
Oh, yeah. I remember. Okay, so Hayden was fighting with a Notre Dame fan Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
Going in.
I forgot about that.
Going in a Notre Dame fan. Yeah, I'm telling you, finals softened you up, because you were out here like, yeah, you know what, Oklahoma deserved a good in. Not keeping the same energy from Saturday night.
I keep saying Saturday night.
Yeah, we noticed. Okay, that's the only way to react to Georgia losing. Right, that's the only thing y'all have down in Athens, bars. I'm not gonna talk about that anymore, because there probably is a lot more stuff to do in Athens. Probably a beautiful city. I've never been there.
Nope.
So I wouldn't know.
Nope.
You could have come.
I will one day. I don't know.
Johan,
what
I can't confirm your suspicions to be true.
Okay.
Athens is not.
I mean, no. I plan on going to a Georgia game someday.
But okay, we're getting a little off topic.
But yeah, as we're saying, yeah. So Hayden was in there arguing with the guy. I wish I could look back at his tweets, but
I'm pretty sure he came to me first. I'm pretty sure I didn't say anything.
I never said that one of you started. I just said that both of you were arguing, right? I wish I could read back his tweets. I can't, because I got blocked by him, because he so here's the thing. I saw both of them arguing. I'm like, damn, it'll be funny. I changed my profile picture. I took off like my little banner. I changed my profile picture to Alabama logo, and I changed my Twitter handle to Bama fan something. Like, I've been a bunch of numbers to make it look generic, right? I should have done a lot more work, because if I'm being real, I should have just changed it like proud Republican hashtag MAGA, just to throw it, just to completely have it all.
I can read back the whole conversation for you guys.
Is it a lot of tweets? Is it a lot of tweets?
Not many. It's like 12.
All right. Nothing too. No, I mean, they were just arguing for the sake of.
I don't think I said anything bad.
Yeah, none of you. I don't think any of you guys said anything bad. Go ahead.
Not until I came in. It started with Cousin Sal talking about how the playoffs shouldn't be difficult, being Bama, Clemson, Notre Dame, Oklahoma. Hayden then responded and said UGA instead of Notre Dame or Oklahoma. And that's where this cocky little Notre Dame fan came in. He said it's an absurd idea. UGA should go over Notre Dame. Notre Dame is easily one of the three best teams in the country. UGA shouldn't be above Oklahoma, Ohio State, or Michigan.
Oh, he threw Michigan out. I don't remember that.
The goal of the committee is to get the four best teams in. Sorry, UGA is better than Notre Dame. By what standard? Other than I'm a massive homer and incredibly delusional. Can you use that? And then he just continued to bloviate about how Notre Dame being undefeated means a lot.
He definitely wasn't confident. I mean, if you're coming after me, and I'm like, I didn't even like, he must think Notre Dame isn't that good if you're getting mad about that. You normally only get mad about stuff when you know it's true.
I was this year there trying to poke fun at his favorite soccer team, West Ham.
Nah, but what happened was, I think the best part had to be the fact that I slid in, like I said, I changed my whole profile and everything. Hayden didn't know, and I tweeted at them. I tweeted at both of them. I'm like, what was it?
You called him a stupid libtard.
I did, but hold on. Give me a second. So let me get there. So I think it was, in my opinion, both your team sucks as the Bama handle. And then Hayden's like, hey, get out of this. We don't need you. And I'm like, typical Georgia fan to be butthurt after a loss. Notre Dame is also an irrelevant school. And then he's like, well, an irrelevant school can't be on NBC. And then Hayden was like, enjoy those NBC games because that's all you got. And I'm like, last time Notre Dame played on ESPN, you guys lost to Bama 42-14. World tied. And so he, in his argument with Hayden, brought up Trump. He's like, oh, you probably like Trump. So I'm like, all right, let's see what this guy's about. It says Democratic strategist. And let's keep in mind, I'm not going to go into politics, but I'm not part of MAGA crew. But I decided this is my opportunity to join this gang for a second. I just basically said, stupid libtard, hashtag MAGA. I got blocked. He's like, oh, I knew one of you guys would go that way. Then blocked me, and I achieved I achieved one of my dreams as being an obnoxious Bama fan. our weekend.
Twitter is a fun place. Not everything has to be serious. It can just be comedy.
But yeah, for the most part, I agree. I think that if you're going to be a team that wants to be serious about the national championship, like Notre Dame, I mean, if they go 12-0 in a conference, doesn't matter, ACC, Big 12, as long as you're in a conference, a Power 5 conference, I feel like you can stake claim as to, like, why, oh, man, we should possess this spot. But they don't have a conference championship. That's the thing. That's why the Big 12 used to not have a championship until because they used to play every team in the Big 12 plays each other. They used to go round robin, but they changed it because Baylor and TCU got kept out.
Yeah,
it was Bama. I don't remember Bama Clemson. No, it wasn't. It was Florida
Oregon
State.
Got in that year.
It was Oregon, Florida State, Bama, and Ohio State. Yeah, because Ohio State beat Bama. But Baylor and TCU were very good teams, but they got left out because there's no championship, so they changed it. So I feel like if they're gonna hold those same standards, standards to Notre Dame.
And I did say, I don't know, I was cutting out apparently earlier, but I did say if I was the committee, I'd put Notre Dame at 4. So I don't know if that came through. I'd put Oklahoma ahead of Notre Dame, just to be like, hey, you know, you got to join a conference, send a message, be like, you just barely got in going undefeated, so you got to do something. So if I was voting, that's what I would have done.
Yeah. I mean, like, you can make the argument that Oklahoma is going to get smacked, but I think that them beating the team that beat them, covering their loss in a way, kind of helped them. So yeah.
So predictions, Bama's going to win.
Bama. Everyone else is irrelevant.
Yeah, I think it's Bama Clemson.
Clemson has the best chance, but I mean, it's going to be another lame Bama Clemson championship, but I mean, whatever.
No, I mean, they've been for the most part, all the championship games have been pretty good. Like, it was last year's semifinal that wasn't as entertaining, but Bama dominated that whole
game. I mean, you get the same matchup, like, what, the past 3-4 years?
Alabama's
a little boring.
Maybe Trevor Lawrence changes something.
Ew.
Maybe he makes it interesting.
Alabama's going to win it all. That's fine. But what really matters is our real national champions.
UCF.
Yes.
We stand our kings.
We stand our two-time defending champs.
To be honest.
We stand our two-time champs.
They're going to lose to LSU. And then
they were going to lose to Auburn last year. And they dominated Auburn for the most part.
They're also a bunch of bitches and claim the national championship.
Hey, that's okay. More than UGA can do.
Yeah, 1980.
UGA wouldn't do that because we don't need.
Y'all claim national championship season with your look. After you're like top 5 in recruiting, y'all claim national championship, and then, well, under Mark Rick, it was always 10 win seasons. I guess now y'all actually.
We don't go claim national championships that aren't ours.
Whatever you think. All right, moving on to the NFL.
UCF.
Every future UCF fans, you'd be like, oh wow, yeah, we didn't earn that.
Hey, the NCAA recognizes it.
All right.
Congrats.
So Thursday night football.
That's all that counts.
Participation trophy right there.
On Thursday night football.
At least they participated.
Y'all done?
They didn't participate.
Well, let's just go over the only few games that mattered this week.
No. We'll go. No. Hey.
No.
they got to get all the scores. No. New Orleans loses to Dallas, 13-10. How about them Cowboys?
Not my number one team.
But, basically, Dallas's keys to victory. Feed Zeke, play good defense.
I mean, if you'd have told me the Cowboys would have won this game with 13 points, I'd be like, excuse me?
No, but... you know what's... Oh, go ahead.
The New Orleans Saints must have died on the way to the stadium. I mean, that was the only feasible way I thought.
And, I mean, they can't use the short week as an excuse because it wasn't a short week. They played on Thanksgiving. They had a week in between the games. So, yeah. I don't know. A lot of good teams have these dud games. And, I mean, that's all you can really say. I don't think the Cowboys are an elite team. It's just a dud game for the Saints.
What a bad game.
I didn't watch all of it. I just watched like halfway through the
fourth. Barely watched anything, but stop paying attention. All right. Well, let's see. Atlanta sucks. Lost to the Baltimore Ravens 26-16.
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got a little
Joe Flacco might be coming back, but
Lamar Jackson is sixth in rookie rushing.
All and time. He's only like what, two games? No.
He's played three games.
Oh. Not all time.
I'm about to say.
No, six this season.
I was going to say, yeah, I know. I'm telling Hayden not all time.
Oh, wait, does that include running backs or not?
Yes. Hayden, you do realize there's always like a one rookie running back that's like top five in rushing in the whole league, right? Like there's every two. Single season.
I didn't fully understand what he was saying. Was I didn't know.
Who?
That's what I was clarifying.
Saquon is two, Philip Lindsay is three.
Oh, crazy. I didn't think Philip Lindsay – I mean, he's been pretty good, but yeah. All right, moving on. Talking about Philip Lindsay, Denver defeated Cincinnati 24-10. Denver's
did anyone watch this game?
Like a playoff
no,
threat.
We're not going
to
watch this game.
No, but I just want to mention that Denver –
hey, man, the Bengals are
sad. I have Denver in the playoffs in my preseason prediction, so we'll see.
Man, the Broncos are marginal.
The LA Rams beat the Detroit Lions 30-16. Not a great game from the Rams, but they still put up 30. That's crazy.
I mean, yeah, they struggle a little bit, but if you can struggle and put up 30, and then Todd Gurley had another run that probably pissed off fantasy owners. He did make up.
He made up for it later,
but to be honest, he didn't really need to run sideways on by the end zone. Just put it in.
That's what you think. He's making a point. Screw fantasy football. I kid. Ha, you're probably mad about fantasy football.
I missed the playoffs in one season. God forbid.
You barely made the sixth seed last year.
I'm out but I made it.
Well. All right,
ladies, let's move on. Bills versus Dolphins. Dolphins squeeze out a 4-point win. No, I'm doing this. Dolphins squeeze out a 4-point win over the Bills, moving to 6-6, and the Bills drop to 4-8. Comments? Anybody? Anybody?
I don't care about that game.
Nobody watched that game.
Wait, you say Bills,
you didn't watch this game.
Why would I watch this game? Who watches AFC East games?
The Giants upset the Bears in overtime 30-27.
Odell's a better QB than Eli Manning.
He is. We stand our quality quarterbacks. Oh.
Hey, guys, Jordan Howard had a good game for once.
Hey, did anybody watch this game?
No, I don't have it.
I watched exactly. The fourth quarter in overtime.
Ha! Yeah. I know which game's going to be talked about next.
The Panthers and Buccaneers. The Buccaneers beat the Panthers by 7, sending the Panthers on a 4-game losing streak.
4 straight L's.
I'll be honest.
Cam Newton.
One L for each pick camp through Sunday.
I have two things to say about this game. I wasn't that depressed about this game because I was still depressed about the UGA game. So, to be honest, I didn't care that much.
For one lad.
Cam Newton, in terms of his 4 interceptions, 2 were really bad, and the other 2, he got hit. So, I mean, it's a little inflated, but that's
sounds
all
like 4 interceptions to me.
Yeah, Christian McCaffrey still continues
hey,
to be
we didn't
beast,
lose
but
some of the
we'll
worst teams in the league. I know you'll get to that.
Tank for Rashawn Gary season. All right,
really?
On.
That's who you want to get?
Well, the number 7 pick isn't getting us out of Oliver, is it?
Oh, that is true. Rashawn Gary hasn't
we'll
even
talk
been
about
like
this
great
in, our, okay. in our mock draft later in the year.
You mean later next year? Because
the Colts cause... lose a contender for worst game of the season. A 0-6 loss to the Jaguars.
Colin Cowherd.
Cody Kessler.
So big on the 18
for 24 and 150 yards. What a monster.
Odell threw for more touchdowns than Andrew Luck did.
Nick, I feel like you skipped the Cleveland-Houston game.
No, well, that's next. The Browns get murdered by the Houston Texans. Baker Mayfield can't take this team on a 3-game win streak.
The Texans are trying to prove my prediction right.
Nine-game win streak.
Lamar Miller's running well. Look at him. Proud of him.
Who would have thought?
Didn't help me in a fantasy game. I needed a touchdown. I need multiple.
The New York Jets.
You needed multiple, yeah.
The New York Jets blow a 19-point lead to the Tennessee Titans.
They're up by 19? Wow.
Honestly,
I didn't pay attention to this game.
I stopped paying attention when the Jets were up by 19. I thought the Jets won this game. So, wow, the Titans.
Your attention was on this game at one point?
When I scanned across the little ticker telling me the score updates, I saw 19-0. Like, okay, I'm not going to waste my attention looking at it.
Yeah, NFL Red Zone went over it a couple times, but that's it.
All right, cool. The Chiefs and Raiders. What a mysterious game. The Chiefs put up 40, but only win by 7.
40 minus 7 must be 33.
Part of it's probably because Jalen Richard got 100 yards rushing on 6 carries. Travis Kelce out here with Player of the Week stats. 12 catches, 170 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Whew. Stop spoiling people's Players of the Week, damn it.
He was my Player of the Week. Say yours.
We have a segment for that, so.
Baker Mayfield. Just kidding. But he did throw for 397 yards. It's pretty impressive. Sorry.
The Patriots essentially pick apart the Vikings on Sunday afternoon football. Why, it wasn't the primetime game.
Sunday evening. That's my team, man. 9-3. We went through bad times. We lost the Jaguars. We lost the fucking Titans. We are
about to lose to the Dolphins.
Beating good teams in December, like always.
The Vikings good.
Yeah, on paper, we held Adam Thielen to like.
This isn't a paper game.
We held Thielen to like 30 something yards receiving. Yeah, Diggs had 49.
Kirk Cousins can't win a big game. Save
Thielen had 5 for 28.
Kirk Cousins is the new captain checkdown. We need to put that out there.
I don't
look at
know.
That Tom Brady 24 for 32, 311 yards. Okay, Hayden, look at your quarterback throwing 4 picks, probably trying to air it out with his trash arm.
What's his record against your team?
Doesn't matter. What's his
thanks,
what's his
thanks,
team? What's,
thanks,
hey, what's your team's
thanks,
record in the Super
thanks,
Bowl, Hayden?
Thanks.
Look at y'all 6-6. Losing to the Tampa Bay 49ers.
Moving on.
James Winston,
the San Francisco
sorry
49ers
ass.
Lose to the Seattle Seahawks.
Yes.
43-16. Russell Wilson increases his
man.
MVP stock.
I love that man.
Can we talk about Nick Mullins, though, throwing for 414 yards and 2 touchdowns?
48 pass attempts.
That's okay.
You want to talk about airing it out. Nick Mullins out here.
16.
What
doesn't
happened
matter
for him to get 414 yards and they only get 16 points?
The same reason
maybe
why Ryan had Fitzpatrick can throw for like 400 yards and only scores 3 points.
The Bucs are something special, though.
They are. What a mysterious team. The Sunday night game. The Los Angeles Chargers.
Kidding.
Pick up the win 33-30 against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Are you good? Are you good?
Shut up.
I mean, this game is kind of crazy. All the Chargers touchdowns are kind of wild. They had that
offsides,
one
the whole game was wild.
Offsides.
Yeah, like they had that one where it went off two Steelers players that they crash into each other and it pops up right in
Keenan
Allen's hands. I mean, that was pretty crazy. And then, of course, the ending I feel like we have to talk about with the freaking offsides, what, 3 times?
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know what the Steelers were doing there.
And they had the block the third time.
They don't
time
know what they were doing either.
They basically
well, the
had
third
the block
time,
the third
if they
time
had the block, it would have still gone forward.
Yeah, they're
right
offsides on the final made attempt.
They're offsides on the last one.
It would have been
damn,
a four.
Keenan Allen had a game.
So
wasn't
Justin
even the leading
Jackson
receiver. We don't sting. Justin Jackson plays running back now. Quite a career.
Rip Melvin Gordon. I needed him.
Well, if I'm correct, the running back, according to Fantasy Footballers podcast, the running back for the Steelers, Jalen Samuels, is actually a converted tight end.
Yeah, he is.
And, athleticism.
The Monday night toilet bowl, Redskins Eagles.
That's all I
who
say
cares?
No. Irrelevant teams. I care. We care for one reason only.
Why?
You know why. The GOAT came in.
Mark
Sanchez is now the starting quarterback for the Washington Redskins.
The mascot of the
listen
pod,
to
the
these
friend of the, friend
yeah,
of the show.
Listen to these stats. Mark Sanchez, 13 for 21, 100 yards, one pick,
no
sacks, and a rush for 8 yards.
And one butt fumble recovery.
Hey, I'll give him this. Listen to this. Adrian Peterson, 9 rushes for 98 yards and a touchdown.
They're all of his, one play.
All from one play, a 90-yard rush.
Adrian Peterson, 100 career touchdowns now.
Wow.
Look at him.
Joining the elite there. Only 5 of the players have done it.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah, first ballot.
So there's one game
But he
left.
Beats his kids. He can't be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Sounds like good parenting to me.
That was a harsh turn.
All right. Moving on to the last game we didn't cover. Nick, the floor is yours.
Wait, no, hold on. Can I say something first since you guys shit on my team? Aaron Rodgers
gets to go first.
And he probably cost me at least a chance at winning. He was missing wide open throws.
Well, that's what happens when you're not the GOAT. Tom Brady doesn't miss those kind of throws.
Because he throws it 2 feet in front of him.
And and he wins games, doesn't he?
His team does. Bill Belichick does.
That doesn't matter. They win. 5 Super
Don't goals. Worry.
In the words of the great Al Davis, just win, baby. Something Georgia couldn't do. Or the Panthers.
Oh, no.
You talk about Georgia Tech here, buddy?
We don't sooner rather than later. No. Damn it. I don't know what you're talking about. Who?
Johan, we're coming for your coaches. We're coming for your coordinators.
I'm scared about that. Josh.
They're all going to be mine.
All right, so we'll go ahead and give Nick the floor.
Any comments,
anybody?
Nick, I'm just don't know what you're about to do.
Be before we did the podcast, what we were just talking.
Hey, no.
I'm not ready for whatever Nick's about to do. But
go ahead. Nick. It's all yours.
Let me drink some water for this.
Oh, my God. He has to drink water before it? Oh, this is going to be a mess. If it was possible to just cut
the
podcast
short. In the immortal
word
of Martin Luther King Jr.,
the great.
Here we go.
Luther King Jr. Put some respect
Five,
on
4 years ago, the greatest football franchise known as the Green Bay Packers was founded.
I'm
happy to speak to you today in the midst of the greatest single event of this franchise existence. More than 13
Super Bowls before.
More important than the 13 world championships.
Oh,
more valuable than the 4 Super Bowls. More significant than the 100 years of history this team has. I have a dream that one day, the best quarterback in Packers history will be able to run a confident offense.
You're talking so much shit about Brett Favre.
That one day, the best quarterback in Packers history will be mentioned with the Montanas, the Elways, the Youngs, the Bradys. But
Brett
now,
Favre has been mentioned with them.
Finally, at long last, we can let freedom ring from every hill, from every molehill, from the top of Stone Mountain, Georgia, from Rocky Top, Tennessee. We may join hands and sing, free at last. Aaron Rodgers, you are free at last. Mike McCarthy has been fired.
Oh, man. So, Martin Luther King is rolling in his grave.
What happens when they continue to lose with the new head coach?
That's the goal. Oh, with a new head coach.
Yeah.
Wait, which new head coach?
No. I'm so excited. If Joe Philbin wins games, right, the offense looks competent. I'm going to cry because y'all are going to go from Lincoln Riley from Oklahoma to keeping Joe Philbin, and I hope that happens. I hope that happens.
I'm not worried. 4-11-1, pick number 6 in the draft. Here we come.
I forgot about
Josh McDaniels. Bring me your assistance.
I hope you realize the last time he was head coach was at Denver and they were complete
trash
with Jay Cutler.
Who was his quarterback?
Jay Cutler.
Okay, there we go.
Bears great Jay Cutler. Almost
you were
took him to the
Jay
NFC
Cutler.
Championship.
Hey, he was
Jay
better
Cutler
on the Bears.
A quadruple.
He was better on the Broncos.
Jay Cutler throws one touchdown against the Packers for every 4 interceptions. That's a real stat.
Well, that's
one
Jay
touchdown
Cutler and
for every
and just,
4 interceptions.
That's just Jay Cutler.
He averages more touchdowns thrown to the Packers than to his own team. That is a real stat.
Martellus Bennett is the GOAT.
Man.
Right.
Luther King, Copyright Act of 1963.
Well, after...
That was the first time I read that I Have a Dream speech.
Jesus, you didn't go to school?
Apparently not.
Yes. down here in the good old South.
Ah, you're right. We are. We do live in the good old South. So maybe you made
bro, a point I read there. That
good old Southern day. Boys. I probably just don't remember reading it. It's a whole 5 pages, man. Sometimes you just can't be arsed.
Wow. All right. Well, moving on to the
free Bobby. The words of Martin Luther King, free Bobby. Let's continue now.
That's a lot of damage player of the week. Not sponsored by Phil Swift or the Flex Seal family of products, but kind of sponsored by Anchor in a way, if you get what I'm saying.
Stop it.
Hey, we're sponsored by Anchor. You know, got to throw them in. If you want to start a podcast, go Anchor. So, guys, Nick, you already said yours.
I'd like to give my honorable mention, though, to Jeff O'Driscoll. 236 yards, one touchdown. Good job, kid.
Arthur, I just need more. One more score. One more big score. But yeah, all right. Well, I'm gonna give my
Hold on, before you go ahead.
Fine.
This is. I'm just going through. I was looking through the stats, trying to pick someone. Josh Allen ran for 135 yards.
He was the leading rusher and passer.
I was making sure I wasn't like having a stroke when I read. He's gonna be my player of the week. Sure,
it's great. A jack of all trades
for Josh Allen. There
when
we
you
go.
Play when you play for the Buffalo Bills, man.
The trash right. quarterback. Right there, well, according to Jalen Ramsey.
He is in a way.
Yeah, but Jalen Ramsey's not doing too great either.
He is not. A far cry from the shot.
I'm pretty
shutdown
sure he's
corner.
Lost to every player he's talked shit about too.
No, I'm pretty sure he's probably played well against some. It's
back
just
on
that
track, ladies.
Just think about it. He has to face some of the
Johan, who's your player of the week?
So mine is probably the one of the elite quarterbacks in the league. Russell Wilson, 11 for 17, 23.5% of his passes.
I think we know Johan's man crush.
Were touchdowns. It is, yeah. That's my NFL crush. That's a
quarterback.
Well, it's
not Tom Brady.
He doesn't even show up on the top
11 for 17, 185 yards, 4 passing touchdowns. Efficiency, baby.
11 for 17?
He doesn't throw much, but he's efficient. He's like, what is it? 17. He's like not even top 10 in attempts, if I remember correctly. It's not – he's not top 10 in attempts, but he's fourth in passing touchdowns in the league.
Sounds like he's vulturing these touchdowns away from the
look
running
at this,
backs.
Look at this. 66% of his passes have been – completion rate. And then 226 yards and three – but 29 touchdowns. That's 29 touchdowns on
barely
any throws.
Doesn't sound like
he's
doing the work. It sounds like his team's doing the work just for him to throw one pass to drive.
It doesn't matter.
I think it does
matter. You have to be efficient. Yeah. You have to be efficient.
Hey, if you can't do it up and down the field, then I don't care.
You have to be efficient, and he's efficient.
Wait.
All right. Well, that's all damage players of the week. Not sponsored by Phil Swift, but sponsored by Anchor.
Street gossip out now.
So, Nicholas, you gonna do your thing or are you...
my thing?
You wanted that. You wanted the whole
garbage teams only makes a bi-weekly appearance. Weekly, I'm doing the MVP rankings.
Okay.
Oh, so that's a new thing. All right. Yeah. I say before.
Well, no, it's new to you because you skipped out last week.
I listened to the podcast. I didn't hear MVP.
Aww. Ranking. He's boosting our stats.
Yeah, you're welcome. Let me get
you go. Yeah,
my
I just
thrown together for last second power rankings.
Oh, look at that dedication, Nick. Nick, listen to that dedication. First of all, doesn't appear on the pod last week. Puts together some
hey, when
BS
you pay,
list.
When you pay thousands of dollars for school, okay, like I'm gonna try. I'm sorry.
Maybe if you had like, all right,
well,
if you were really
starting
really smart
number one,
I can't.
Number six in the power rankings Grizzlies. Is Todd Gurley.
Really?
Yep.
Oof.
I don't know.
Quarterback
I feel like
bias.
He's the heart of this offense.
The
but,
fact he's that low.
Yeah.
I'm definitely way more biased towards quarterbacks because they are the most valuable.
Johan, we should have kept you on the MVP rankings.
But he wouldn't have done it. That's why I had
him. Yeah, I was too lazy to do it.
Number five is Russell Wilson.
My dedication's bad. Oh, there you go.
His stats are undeniable. The performance is there. I hate the Seahawks, but I've got to put him here. Like I said, I mean, the Seahawks are in the playoff picture solely because Russell Wilson is.
I mean, they're going to make it. Phenomenal quarterback. I don't see a team behind them that's going to surpass them.
Yeah, the Panthers is trash.
Number four, I really wanted to put him down to five, but I couldn't just because of one bad game. Andrew Luck. He played like garbage. He played trash.
It was that elite Jags defense.
You have him over Russell Wilson, though?
Yeah, I can't drop him below Russell Wilson because of one bad game. If he plays bad again, then he's getting dropped.
All right.
Number three is Phillip Rivers. I mean, the Chargers. Still getting no publicity. Nothing. And they're just sneakily the third seed. So, no, they're the fifth seed because the NFL playoff system is whack as hell.
Finish your segment. I just wanted to include something.
No. Number two is Patrick Mahomes because, number two. What a man. Number two, because guess what? Number one's Drew Brees. Suck a big one.
Even after a trash game?
Oh, no, one bad game.
Losing to the Dallas Cowboys?
I don't think Patrick Mahomes has had a bad game.
Probably the closest thing is probably the Rams game.
But he still played really – he still threw six touchdowns.
Well, yeah, he played amazingly that game.
He's also had five turnovers. I don't know. The way I look at this is the quarterback I would want to go with – and Drew Brees doesn't turn the ball over. And to me, turnovers are way more important than touchdowns. Like, if you don't turn the ball over and you're throwing as many touchdowns as Drew Brees, I consider that more important than more touchdowns, I mean, but substantially more turnovers.
He did play the seventh best pass defense and second best defense in points allowed. 41
touchdown passes.
And the fifth best defense in total yards. Dallas Cowboys.
Eh. I think Drew Brees is more valuable to his team based on how he plays the position.
Well, I mean, are we going for more valuable or best? Like, that's always the debate.
Well, man, what's MVP stand for?
Best player every year. We're the LeBron. At least that's how the NBA does it.
But he's not the best player. Never mind.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm not going to go into that.
Okay, much as I want to talk about basketball, we can't. I'll hold it in.
Wait. Can I include something real quick?
As long as you just start an argument.
No. This is just an announcement from our good old friends at PETA, right? They have told us. I'm reading a tweet. I couldn't go without reading this. Words matter. And as our understanding of social justice evolves, our language evolves along with it. Here's how to remove specimism from your daily conversations. Stop using anti-animal language. Instead of kill two birds with one stone, feed two birds with one skull. Instead of be the guinea pig, be the test tube. Instead of beat a dead horse, use feed a fed horse.
I don't like that word. I don't like that. I don't want to be a test tube.
Instead of bring home
nothing
the bacon,
inside of me needs
say,
to be a
tube. They're not going to give us credit for this advertisement.
They're not. Instead of take the bull by the horns, take the flower by the thorns. Just as it became unacceptable to use racist, homophobic, or I don't even know how to say that word. Homophobic? Phrases that trivialize cruelty to animals will vanish as more people begin to appreciate animals for who they are and start bringing home the bagels instead of the bacon. I just want to say
my paragraph essay. I can't even speak.
I just couldn't go without saying that was an actual tweet. Moving on to another shitty piece of media. Hayden,
I just like to point out. Rankings. Hang on. In my comparison to Drew Brees, Patrick Mahomes, Drew Brees has 7 turnovers on the season. Patrick Mahomes has 18. That's where I'm drawing the line. Okay. While Patrick Mahomes only has 4 more passing touchdowns than Drew Brees.
Well,
he only has 4 more? Are you sure about that?
Yep. Drew Brees has 27.
I thought Mahomes had like 40-something.
What, touchdowns?
Passing touchdowns.
He does.
Am I doing the math wrong?
You might.
I may have missed a week then.
Hey guys, Nick isn't bringing home the bagels.
Nick, this isn't actually, bode well for your
Nick, you wanted to take the flower by the thorns, but these rankings, man.
All right, before this gets even worse, even though it's going to get worse because my power rankings, they're okay. You know,
stop feeding a fed horse, Hayden.
Stop beating him.
I thought he said feeding. Whatever. I don't even know what's going on at this point.
None of us do.
So Johan was nice enough to read my power rankings last week. I give him credit for that.
Yeah, I was a test tube for a week.
For the most part, they are unchanged. The Texans, I still have.
Look at you, not changing, so it makes it easier. So now you're just feeding two birds with one scone because you don't want to.
Yeah, I can just look at same all the power rankings from last week. Yeah, no, but I mean, the Texans 9 straight games. They start off 0-3. I mean, their schedule's super easy. Like they don't really play a good team for the rest of the year. I could see them going like 13-3, winning out, to be honest. Their defense is pretty good. Deshaun Watson's playing really well. I mean, they're a pretty balanced team, in my opinion. Both offense and defense are playing pretty well. So number 4, Johan's favorite team. I guess Tom Brady's not captain checkdown anymore, according to Nick. But I mean, the Patriots.
Did you see Kirk Cousins play?
I didn't watch that much of that game.
He averaged 5.72 yards a pass.
Goodness.
That's a per attempt, not completion, per attempt.
Well, the Vikings, they don't deserve to get talked about because they're not going to touch my power rankings all year. But the Patriots, I mean, we know what we get out of them year in and year out. They might have a struggle at the beginning of the season, but they always, in the end, ramp it up in the months of November and December, and they show why. I mean, they're probably the NFL's best dynasty, at least that I've seen. So the Chiefs.
Definitely for our lifetime.
Yeah. The Chiefs are number 3. I mean, I'm pretty sure I had them 3 the past few weeks. I mean, they're playing really well. Their offense is lights out every week. Their defense allowing 33 to the Raiders isn't – it's not good, but they still won the game.
Yeah.
I mean, for the Patriots or Texans, if they have to go through Arrowhead, that's going to be a tough ask. But, of course, I mean, the Chargers aren't on these power rankings. They very well could have been. They could actually – if the Chargers beat the Chiefs fall all the way to the wild card spot. So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how their division race plays out. So number 2, I have the Los Angeles Rams. Just kidding. I was hoping for more of a freak out from you guys because you guys hate.
Damn, your power rankings are whack.
No.
What the hell?
But the Saints are locked in at number 2 still. I mean, they lost.
They deserve to be number 2 now. That's what they deserve to be.
They deserve to be number 2 all along.
No.
I don't really take credit away. I'm not going to hurt them for losing this game. I mean, it was a dud game.
Their defense is the Cowboys are for real, baby.
Have a lot of those.
Let's be real though. Their defense is still playing really well. Their defense kept them in that whole game. Like the fact they only scored 10, and
me and Will Kane are
the Cowboys only got 13. Well, Will Kane can suck it. Okay.
Yes. You hate Will Kane?
What?
Now. I'm so proud.
I don't hate
our
Will
Republican overlord, Will Kane.
He's so
biased. Oh no!
Wait, I thought it was Clay Travis. I thought
next you're gonna say you hate Clay Travis.
No, not yet.
Oof.
I hate Clay Travis.
All right.
What a douche.
Okay, but the Rams, number 1. They played a bad game and still dropped 30, so they're my number 1
Colin
team.
Cowherd is my favorite sports reporter.
All right, so Hayden, repeat them rankings one more time.
The Texans at 5, Patriots at 4, Chiefs at 3, Saints at 2, Rams at 1.
Look at all those good AFC teams.
AFC, I'd like to know where the Chargers are on the outside of that.
They're 6.
Okay.
And I mean, they get.
I assume the Steelers are 7.
Sure. Yeah. I don't really know who I'd put above the Steelers, to be honest. The Bears, I mean, they need Trubisky back.
The Dolphins.
I mean, the Bears. Well, we're gonna talk about their matchup this week in a second, but
Cowboys might be 8th though.
Really?
Yeah, they might be. I mean, they're playing really well. I mean, their defense has stepped it up. You hold the Saints to 10 points. That at least means something to me. I don't see them as a legitimate Super Bowl contender, though. Like, Will Cain would want you to believe that. So would Skip Bayless, I imagine. I haven't seen his show in a minute. But, I mean, they're top 10, top 8.
All right. Well,
it's definitely a defensive team that just, praise to God, Dak doesn't lose some games.
I mean, look, they just now started to feed Zeke, and man, it's like giving the ball to your best players actually is good for you.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? All right, well, moving on to Pigskin Pick'em. Y'all boys
actually,
ready?
Hang on. I would like to ask you something about the Cowboys.
Go ahead.
Are we all in agreement that Dak isn't it? He's not the answer?
I think that...
Or do you think he can be their long-term starter?
I think
you
surround
him with enough talent.
Yeah. I think Amari Cooper has kind of helped him. He hasn't really had a number one receiver since probably... probably Dez a few years ago when he was still... a competent player. I say competent. I don't know what he would have been this year. Nah, but I mean, he's been a very conservative quarterback his whole year. I mean, his whole career. I mean, he used to like the deep ball, but now he likes to just, he's always had a high completion rating in a way. He just doesn't risk it as much, which, I mean, I don't know how rewarding it is, but I think having Amari Cooper, having a good, who's shown to be a good receiver. I mean, he had Marcus Lattimore. He's had Josh Norman on him, and he still had solid games. He didn't score, but he still had, I think it was 8 receptions for like 70-something yards. So he's been playing well. And
he seems more energized to be on the Cowboys than the Raiders.
Yeah.
My whole thing with the Cowboys, success now may just absolutely end up screwing this team over because of their contract situation. Because if they decide to hold on to Dak, he's a free agent next season.
Yeah, but they're not going to pay him much. There's no way you're going to go.
He's going to dictate a lot of money just because he's a quarterback. Not like Aaron Rodgers' money, but that's a sizable contract you're going to have to use.
I mean, there'll be some teams interested in Dak. I'm sure the Jags would probably want him.
Do you think the Cowboys will let him go? Because if they choose to re-sign him.
Probably not.
No, they should not.
Jerry Jones
go.
Is weirdly loyal to starting quarterbacks.
They've also got DeMarcus Lawrence, Cole Beasley, Amari Cooper.
Yeah, but you're not
going to
pay Cole
Elliott.
Beasley much. It's Zeke and Amari Cooper you're probably worried about.
David Irving,
Lawrence.
Randy
well, Zeke
Gregory.
Still should have a few years left on his contract.
I mean, maybe. What is Sean Lee's contract?
If they
want
to franchise
like?
Him.
That's all what I want to know. Because honestly, you
I'm
could.
I'm really certain he signed a new one really recently.
I was going to say, if Sean Lee's.
If I were the Cowboys, dump Sean Lee's.
Yeah, I was going to say. I mean, look, ass. He's a talented player, but his replacement, I think it was. I'm looking for his
he's
name.
Better than he
yeah,
is.
Van Der Esch, yeah. He's been playing pretty well, so.
This whole thing with Sean Lee and Van Der Esch, like. If you guys didn't know, Jerry Jones has a weekly radio show he does and talks about everything Cowboys related. And he was asked about Sean Lee, and he said once he's healthy, he will immediately get his starting role back. This, to me, feels a lot like the whole Tony Romo, Dak Prescott kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where Jerry wanted Tony Romo to instantly start again, even though Dak was winning with the team. I mean, this defense has gotten so much better with Leighton Vander Esch playing. And are you really going to stick Sean Lee back in there and mess all this up?
Yeah,
I feel like it's almost the same thing.
I mean, he's the leader in tackles on that team, so he's been playing really well. All right, well,
I think it's a Cowboys talk
muted.
For one.
This is a Cowboys talk show. America's team, baby. We only talk about what gets the ratings.
Hey, we didn't lead with it, though. We didn't lead with it. So
no, we led with the Georgia Bulldogs losing.
We gotta find the fan bases and just lure them with carrots. Yeah. You gotta find the Cowboys fans.
And today we'll talk about second string left tackles. Guys, who do you guys think will be the appropriate? I'm kidding. All right, well, y'all ready for Pigskin?
Yep.
All right.
Let's go.
Ugh, man. Y'all see the first game?
I will not be. Will I be watching? No, I probably won't be watching. Actually,
I'm
I'll
not
be
watching.
Hell no.
I'll be taking
my
a test
team is
so valuable.
My time is legitimately valuable.
All right. Well. Yeah, I have
gonna
a test.
Waste my time
I have a test the next day, so yeah, I'm probably not gonna watch this.
Titans are
I have it in the background, but
I'm closing my eyes. I'm gonna choose one. Where is my mouse at? Land? Oh, we're going with the Titans.
Yeah, Tennessee's 4-point favorites at home. I'm gonna take the Titans. Moving on to a game that had a little more potential when the schedules were released.
Man, these could have been two Super Bowl contenders. Look at them now, 4 wins apiece.
The Green Bay Packers at home.
Welcome
in
to
Lambeau,
the gutter, boys.
To the
I'm picking the Falcons.
Welcome to the Falcons. And
can I just
Green
say
Bay's
the
6-point favorites?
Yeah.
Out home.
How?
I'm taking the Packers in this anyways.
The Packers. But, I mean, I'm sorry, but they're not a good team.
Yeah, but the Falcons have a trash defense. Their offense can kind of put up points, but
five
I still think
half.
That
I would consider these teams pretty even.
I think
five
think
and
that
a half is a or six.
Davante
yeah,
Adams.
Six.
Devontae Adams will have a big game, and I think Aaron Jones will have a big game, and I think Devontae Aaron Rodgers will have a big game.
My God, what a man.
I'm taking the Packers at home.
God, if only I could have made it to the playoffs, I could have had Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams against that Falcons defense.
Yeah, make the playoffs next time.
The Falcons are going to win.
Jets, Bills, Buffalo at home. They're going to have pit point favorites. Yeah, how much?
Buffalo has four wins. Disgusting game.
They're just as many as the Falcons and Panthers.
That's not true.
How did we let the Bills get four wins?
They put up more points than their opponents.
Somehow.
Because guess what? They're getting their fifth win this week, boys. Playoff push.
I think we all picked the Bills, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, moving
on. Carolina Panthers, Cleveland Browns.
I need the Browns to win, baby. I need them to win. I want this free meal from you, Nick.
You're not getting it, but
I'm probably not.
You need to pick the Browns.
I don't have much confidence in the Panthers.
I want the Browns to win because they're the Browns and they're playing the Panthers. But I want the Panthers to win because they're the Browns and I need them to lose.
Yeah, I'm going to pick the Panthers just because I think that they're actually going
to
win.
Screw it. Panthers suck. I'm going to pick the Browns.
Oof.
Welcome to the gutter, lad. We've been expecting you.
Look at Hayden losing on his bias. All right, moving on. The Indianapolis Colts face the Houston Texans. Texans 4.5-point favorites. I'll take the Texans.
Fucking thank you, next.
This is the Texans' toughest game on their schedule, and they win it.
That's so sad. All right, moving on. Ravens-Chiefs. Kansas City welcomes Baltimore. 6.5-point favorites. The Chiefs
Are the Ravens still the number one scoring defense? Do we know this?
No.
Probably not. That's sad. I'll check where they are.
I'm pretty sure the number one scoring defense is the Cowboys, right?
They are not. I think they're second. Oh, yes. Baltimore's first.
Baltimore got number one scoring defense.
So maybe they keep Patrick Mahomes to about 350 yards and two touchdowns with maybe a pick. I'm taking the Chiefs in this one. They're going to overwhelm them offensively. Yeah. And what kind of makes me sad is that Joe Flacco might return. I kind of want to see what Lamar Jackson will look like if they just unleashed him throwing wise.
I'm going. This is one of those gut feeling games.
You're going with the Ravens?
I'm going with the Ravens.
Oof. Huh? Bold pick.
I got no reason.
One of the people I work with at my place of business, he has his gut feeling thing too. Don't let them know where I work.
I said blows.
All these fans are going to come find me. How dare you? he had a gut feeling. Recently, that gut feeling said the Falcons were beating the Saints. The UGA was beating Bama. And the Saints were beating the Cowboys. So he picked the Chiefs to win this game. Stay away.
Wow.
I'd stay away, folks. If you're betting... I don't know. Take that with what you will.
I'm still picking the Chiefs, but
don't bet on that game.
I hope the Chiefs lose because you know
it's our next game.
Good old Tommy Boy gets to be first seed until they play the Steelers, and we'll see from there. But moving on,
and then the Texans get the one seed.
The Miami Dolphins welcome the New England Patriots.
To Hard Rock Stadium. Wait, is it Hard Rock Stadium?
Yes, it is Hard Rock Stadium.
Okay, it is. It's not Sun Life.
No, not anymore.
No, but New England is a 7.5-point favorite. That's a big number, and Tom Brady usually does struggle against the Dolphins, as you've reminded me many times, Nick.
They lost last year with the Dolphins, didn't they?
On Monday night.
And guess what? I'm picking the Dolphins to win again.
So your coworkers didn't have a good feeling that the Dolphins were going to win this one?
He didn't have any opinion on this one.
Damn, I'm taking the Patriots.
So am I.
I'm picking the Dolphins.
All right. Moving on. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Thank you, Nick.
This is a revenge game for the Saints.
Yes, it is. The Saints only... Oh, God. No, sorry. It was only loss. One of the Saints' losses, game one of the season, they lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, led by Ryan Fitzpatrick. Well, they are 8-point favorites away on the road at Tampa Bay. Anybody think
Jameis Winston breaks his leg and Fitzmagic shows up the Saints again? I'm riding with the Bucs.
Are you serious?
Really?
Fitzmagic does it.
UGA loses there's a third game, and now Hayden's just lost all sports knowledge and logic. I'd stay away, so I'm going to go with the Saints.
Hey, I picked the Patriots to beat the Dolphins, so say what you will about that.
I'm pretty dumb, so.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Saints. Hayden, are you actually taking the Bucs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Let's hope that.
Just because the Bucs beat the Panthers doesn't mean they're beating the Saints again.
Yeah, two different quality teams. One's actually good. All right, moving on. The Giants.
That good team beat the Bucs.
The Giants, who have just as many wins as the Packers and Falcons, play the Redskins. Woo! And the Redskins.
I mean, I'll be honest.
Are 3.5-point underdogs.
I'm picking the Giants.
I'm taking the Giants.
They've actually not been a terrible team the past few weeks. So I'm
no, and now they're playing. Now they're playing Mark Sanchez. That's like having a 12th player on the field. Well, Eli's not good, but I'd rather have Eli than Mark Sanchez. It's saying a lot about Mark Sanchez.
What are the odds Odell has more touchdowns than both Eli and Mark Sanchez?
You know what? I'd bet on that.
Bet on who? Odell?
Yeah. He's 2-for-2 in
passes. Hey, now a question. With the Giants' uptick in success, has Ryan been cocky about them?
No, he doesn't care.
Good.
He doesn't care. All right. About the Giants.
Well, moving on.
Big fan.
He says he does, but he doesn't.
The Cincinnati Bengals play a neutral site game against the Los Angeles Chargers. Goodness,
the Chargers are fat 14 favorites.
14-point favorites.
Yeah, they should be.
Led by Jeff O'Driscoll himself.
Hey, I mean, I don't know how many Bengals fans are out there, so this might actually be a home game.
Look, I'm never going to support stupid O'Driscoll. I'm taking the Chargers. Fuck the O'Driscoll. Fuck the O'Driscoll. What? Oh, just, my gosh.
You'll do nothing.
I'm never going to play Red Dead Online with you if you pick an O'Driscoll.
I still have you'll to do nothing. The campaign.
And I'm pretty sure, me too. I'm pretty sure AJ Green is out for the season, if I'm right.
He is.
Out, done for the year, yeah. Torn plantar.
Sadness. That's sadness. All right.
Word to Greg Olson.
The Santa Clara 49ers are home to the Denver Broncos, where Denver's 5.5-point favorites. Philip Lindsay coming off a big game, playing another trash defense. I'm taking the Broncos on this one. Case Keenum should be all right for this game.
Broncos continue their playoff push and prove me right in the preseason.
5.5 is really low for a team with a good defense, but they're away. I don't know. Yeah, I'm taking the Broncos, so it can be said. Nick.
I'll take the Broncos, too. Nick Mullins.
Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy G, come back soon.
Jimmy G's not being an idiot.
Now, moving on to probably America's game of the week, according to Fox.
Ugh.
Hey, actually, I think this is a good matchup.
Call me crazy. Game of the week.
And
this game is going to be like 3-2.
This game for the division
lead
division lead of the NFC East.
Well, not necessarily.
Wait. Dallas Cowboys are home against the Philadelphia Eagles. Last time they played a few weeks ago. I'm trying to find the score. I can't find it.
It was a low. All I remember from that game was low scoring until the fourth quarter, and everyone.
All I know is Zeke played well. 27-20. The Cowboys beat the Eagles in Philly, 27-20. Do we see a repeat of it happen again?
I mean, I'll be honest. The Eagles, a few weeks ago, I predicted them to make it to the playoffs and win the division. I don't see that happening. The Cowboys are playing really well. I think the Cowboys take a stranglehold on the division with this game right here, and they win it.
What about you, Nick?
No, I'm going to pick the Cowboys to win.
Yeah. I mean, the Eagles are 10th in rushing yards allowed, so they could kind of hinder Zeke, but I expect Zeke to have a big game. I don't know how many Eagles-Cowboys are going to – or Eagle-Cowboys. DBs are going to be healthy, so maybe Dak has a solid game, but I'm taking the Cowboys on this one.
All right.
Although, 3.5, man, no faith in Dallas. Guess nobody else believes in Dallas. They probably do because they're still projected to win. All right,
I mean, mine says 4.5, so I don't know.
That says 3.5 for me. Moving on, the Detroit Lions face the Arizona Cardinals.
The Cardinals continue their winning streak.
Cardinals are going to win.
Beating preseason Super Bowl favorite Green Bay last week.
That was an awesome game.
But yeah, Detroit's 2.5-point favorites. Detroit on this one.
All right.
I feel like all my picks are always chalk. I don't like it. But the NFL is just such a chalky sport.
You have no creativity. The NFL is not a chalky sport. What are you talking about?
Hayden. Just because you think the Panthers are good doesn't mean everybody else does.
That's a lie. Stupid. I don't think the Panthers are good anymore.
Fucking dummy.
All right, so guys, pick your teams. Or pick your winners of this game.
We can pick new teams if you're fan enough now.
John, I don't think you mentioned the game.
I did. I said Lions-Cardinals.
And we both said Cardinals.
I'm picking the Cardinals.
Oh, y'all are both saying... Really?
I said they continue their winning streak.
Oh, I'm taking the Lions on this one. Moving on. Oh, man.
Mason Crosby, why have you forsaken me?
The Raiders.
I'm taking the Steelers. 10.5. The Raiders are 10.5-point underdogs.
In Oakland.
That is crazy. But John Gruden has yet to be fired. The Raiders have yet
to
get any of those top 20 picks.
Let's stop talking about this crappy game and get to a good one.
Please get me out.
Moving on. The Los Angeles Rams.
Ooh, my good Monday night game too.
Visit the Chicago Bears. The Rams 3-point favorites. That's really, really low. That's lower than I thought. Right,
so is Trubisky gonna play?
I don't know. I'm looking at the injuries.
What even is his
injury? Shoulder. Yeah, right shoulder. It says he's doubtful. So
the Bears stand no
chance.
He's doubtful. And after throwing, and I mean that's a big injury.
Vegas is showing Bears some love though with this. The fact they're probably not gonna have Trubisky and they're only three point
favorites. Yeah, it's crazy.
Underdog.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, forgive me.
Yeah, we won't forgive you.
Dummy.
But, I mean, look,
it'll be interesting to see the Rams go up against what we would probably say is like a pretty good defense. I mean, I don't know all their statistics, but they're definitely top 10.
They are fourth in yards allowed, 11th in passing yards allowed. Fourth in points allowed.
Fourth in points.
Against these I messed it up. All right, so they are fourth in points allowed, while the Rams are 19th in points allowed. They're fifth in scoring, while Los Angeles is second, but that's six points between them and points on average. So, I mean, the Rams are still putting up points like crazy.
Yeah,
it's a big margin.
I see them continuing to win and going for that one seed. I think.
Yeah, I'm taking the Rams. The Bears is probably the best defense they've played so far. I think. Like, I don't know any other defenses that they've really played. But they've made it they made it easy against every other defense.
They have not played a great defense.
They've played the Chargers.
The Vikings,
But yeah, this is probably the best
defense.
They'll
still handle it. They'll probably drop like 24, 27 points, which for them isn't good, but for any other team, that's pretty good.
Now, if Trubisky plays, I do think this can be a competitive game because I think Chicago is still a pretty good...
It's definitely competitive if Trubisky plays, but I don't think he's going to.
Yeah. I mean, look, they're not as... The thing about Chicago has been, you look at names on their offense, they're not the most talented team, but they've been able to score points, and that's all that matters, so... Maybe Khalil Mack. Who knows? Maybe Khalil Mack does what Aaron Donald did against the Chiefs and just makes some big plays. And, you know, it's going to be – I think that's going to be cool, the fact that we get to see two of the best D linemen in the league, and Aaron Donald and Khalil Mack. So, but I'm still taking the Rams on this one.
Yep, I think we all agree with that.
What do you think the margin is? The scoring margin. I say 7-10. If Trubisky plays 7-10, if Trubisky loses, I think it's going to be 14+.
14? I think the Bears keep it. I don't know.
If Trubisky plays, they're going to keep it real close, I think.
No,
if
I'm Trubisky saying Trubisky plays, doesn't. I'm saying 14+. Game.
If he doesn't play, I'm going to say it's like 9 or 10 points.
I just don't trust Chase Daniels.
I don't know. If he doesn't play, I think it's going to be a blowout if he doesn't play.
Yeah. Moving on, the Minnesota Vikings travel to Seattle.
This is a pretty good Monday night football game.
Yeah.
Both Seattle these teams are competing favorites. For those wild card spots. I think the loser would fall to the sixth seed, and the winner goes to the five.
It would because Seattle is, Seattle's ahead of them at the moment, but they're tied.
I mean, I really don't see the Vikings winning this game. Kirk Cousins going into Seattle, I don't see him doing much. I don't trust him. Russell Wilson is going to play pretty well. I think they're favored by 3.5. I think they probably win by 7 or 10 points in this game.
I can definitely see that happening. I don't think the Vikings are winning. I don't think they're a very good team.
So
Kirk Cousins is not the answer.
So the Vikings have a pretty solid run defense, and that's basically been how Seattle plays. They like to run the. I mean, they're first in rushing yards, but 26th in passing yards. So if you could stop Chris Carson, or I think he's injured, but Mike Davis or Rashad Penny, whoever's in, then your chances of winning are probably good. It just falls down to Russell Wilson. And I think that Russell Wilson, even though he hasn't thrown as much this year, I do think that he's still a great quarterback and can find ways to win. So, yeah, I'm taking Seattle in this one.
Can I just say the race for that sixth seed in the NFC is complete garbage. Like, you have the Vikings, yeah. You have the Panthers at 7, the Eagles at 8. We can all scratch off the Vikings. They're not going to do much.
No, I think that's – I mean, Seattle and Minnesota – and maybe Philly. I mean, they're tricky teams. Like if they play their A game, I think they're competent to play with anybody who's not Los Angeles.
But we haven't seen their A game, I don't think, all year.
No, that's true.
I mean, that's the issue. They gotta show it. I mean, and they haven't.
I mean, also the AFC wild card is other than the Chargers by if the Chargers are just being shafted at this point because they're 9-3. They have the same record as New England and Houston. I mean, they're one game off the one seed in a way.
Mm-hmm. They are.
But
it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, after that, it's Baltimore, Miami, Indy, Denver, teams that aren't if Carolina played Miami, I'd expect Carolina. I'm going to go off like if the third team in the wild card race played the third team in the AFC, Miami, Carolina. I'm taking Carolina. Indy, Philly. I'm going to take – well, did they play this year? I think they did.
They did. Philly won.
Yeah, I'd still take Philly.
First game back. I mean
– Washington, Denver. I'd take Denver, but that's it. I still – the NFC teams are still more talented in my opinion.
What's the team you trust the most in the NFC to get that sixth seed? To be honest, I really don't trust any of them, but I think the Vikings have the most talent out of all those teams. So I'm going to say the Vikings get it, but I'm not too confident about
that. Okay, so I just wanted to bring – if I'm stacked correctly, how I'm looking at it. Okay, so yes, the Vikings are 18th in points scored. And Case Keenum was probably leading to the same amount of points and doing the same kind of stats. I don't know what's wrong with this team, but I don't know how they're not scoring more. They have talented
Kirk
players all
around.
Kirk
Cousins has been overrated his whole career.
You think so? I mean, I always thought that – thought Kirk Cousins was for what he had in Washington was pretty good.
I thought he was an above-average quarterback.
Yeah, but I guess we've been proven wrong.
Good range, but
– yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. It's a big game, Monday Night Football. We'll see what team comes out. If the Vikings win, to be honest, I'd be shocked. But they'd prove me wrong.
Yeah. All right, well, that's been this episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast. Thank you for listening.
Probably not one of the better ones, but we do appreciate you listening.
No. You're just hurt because we started off talking about your shitty college football team.
I mean, do you want to talk about Georgia Tech?
Sure, let's talk about Georgia Tech, the triple option. What about it?
How did that work out?
Number two team in the country.
FCS, bro. What are y'all, FCS?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. Anything else?
KSU is more successful with the triple option than Georgia Tech is.
Because it's FCS.
I said more successful at it. They win more games.
Okay. They're not playing Clemson. I'm not even saying, never mind. If I go through a list of ACC teams we lost to, I'm going to be really sad because we could have beaten Pitt.
And what about that one SEC team at the end of the year you guys lost to? Can you remind me?
You mean the team that's always top 5 in recruiting classes? and recruits better in the state and out of state compared to that smaller ACC school that limits its recruiting classes because of its specific offense?
Hey, I mean,
if you play receiver, once
you can get fans in your stadium, you can start.
If you play offense at Georgia Tech, if you play receiver, man, you're blocking the whole time.
No. But even though they got two.
How the hell did they produce Calvin Johnson
or Demaryius Thomas?
Like,
hey, man, goats.
Goodness.
All right.
The fact Georgia Tech hasn't produced a good running back either, not that I can think of.
Probably because they're quarterbacks, basically. They're running back, and their quarterbacks usually become safeties or DBs. Josh Nesbitt was like a corner, and it was weird. Yeah, all right. Well, I think we have to end this on a Georgia Tech talk. Tune in next week as we talk about the continued search for a new head coach and who will be the A and B backs leading into the Quick Lane Bowl in Detroit.
Goodness.
We need to change fullbacks. Well, what's our recruiting class in fullbacks?
Thank you for listening, guys.